I know the world is a different place right now and that you are no longer able to service your members inside your brick and mortar. Maybe you're in the stage where you're starting to open up the doors to your members at your brick and mortar. But if you have not realized that remote digital live streaming on-demand services is a thing of the future, a thing of now, it's not even the future, it's fucking now, then I don't know what you think you're going to do with your micro gym over the next 10 plus years. You need to get with Studio. Studio is a product by Flex. It allows micro gym owners a free to use platform to upload all of your media content and distribute it to your members in a way that gives them an amazing UX user experience into a well-branded, crisp, clean app. You're able to see engagement in there. You're able to create community. You're able to upload different playlists and styles of workouts so that your workouts, your app now through Studio for your micro gym becomes the Netflix of workouts for your members. Go and check out Studio. The link is in my Instagram bio. Get signed up. It is free. The crew over at Flex made this for you guys to help get you through this pandemic, and you need to take advantage of it. Go set up your studio. Hit me up and share it with me. I'd love to see how it's going. What is up, guys? It is Stu. It is the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast, and I am now going into the second series or part two of five that we started. So I told you guys about this 5-point operation system or the five functions of a micro gym. I've already done the first one, which is attract. It goes attract, convert, deliver, collect, and connect. So today we're going to cover convert. Now converting obviously means selling. Now selling is one of those things I just become tone deaf to after a while, because I feel like there's like pockets of time where you hear a lot of influencers and gurus and everyone preaching sales tactics and sales trainings and things like that. And then you don't hear about it for a little while. And then you'll hear like social media and ads. Like it kind of goes in like phases. And I haven't heard a ton on selling recently. I did a PT first sales course, a crash course with my good friend, Dr. Sean Pastuch of Active Life RX. We did a one-day seminar about 2 years ago now. And from then, I don't think I've made a ton of content on sales since then. So I'm excited to do this. The converting phase of your business is generally, in my opinion, not the most broke. Out of all five of those that I listed, right? Attract, convert, deliver, collect, and connect. Out of all five, selling or converting is generally not the most broke. For some of you, it is broke, right? And here's where I want you to really get some value out of this, because this will not be the same mundane bullshit you hear. When you are a solo entrepreneur in this micro gym game, right? Really, it is just you. Maybe you have a partner or maybe you have one other person. But when it's just you, I typically find you're pretty good at sales because you get the most reps. If you don't get any reps, you go out of business, right? So like if you're a standalone business owner here, you get a lot of reps, you get a lot of practice. Where your issue comes from is not in selling, it's in training others to sell, okay? And in training others to sell, that becomes your biggest Achilles heel, because you don't really know how you got good at sales. You just know that you're the most passionate about the shit because it's yours. You built it, you created it, and you've had the most repetitions. It's as simple as that. And now what I want you thinking of then, if you are a solo person and you're looking to train someone in sales, is this. I want you realizing that probably the person you hired or the next person that's, you know, on the depth chart, you probably brought them on because they were a good coach or they were the thing available at the time, right? It was an instructor you met who had the availability you needed, and they could, you know, because of other life circumstances, they were able to accept a very part-time role with your company, right? Or whatever it may be. You probably didn't hire them because they were awesome as a salesperson. I rarely ever hear a micro gym owner be like, yeah, no, I met this guy, John, and he just literally, the way this guy talks, he could, you know, he's got the gift of gab, Stu, so I fucking hired him for my head of sales. I never hear that shit. I wish I did. I never do. Instead, what I hear is, oh yeah, John was a client and he's been a client of mine for 3 years and he really loves what we do, so he got certified and now he's, you know, now one of my coaches. That's what I hear. And that's not bad, it just, there's a lot of fucking flaws in that process. It can be done right, but rarely. So normally what I see wrong is you have an issue where you feel you're the only person that can sell, and you're not wrong, okay? You're definitely not wrong, But it's because the individuals you've hired, they probably don't have that sales acumen. They didn't come in with any sales background, and they probably don't want any. Now, I love what my guy, Mike RC, over at Loud Rumor talks about. You've got to do daily sales training. You've got to practice it. It's like any other skill, and he's not fucking wrong. So even if Coach John doesn't want to, he doesn't like sales, he loathes it, he's not very good at it, daily practice with him will make him competent enough that you could leave for a week and the guy could probably pull it off, okay? But I also believe this. I also believe that there are, you know, different divisions of your business. That's why this is like part two of a five-part thing called the five functions of your micro gym. Because there are certain functions of the business that require people with certain skill sets and certain desires to perform that job. You might have hired someone who has no fucking interest, none whatsoever, in doing that shit. Sales, converting. They don't want to. They want to do X, Y, and Z on the other end of the business. They want to do the delivering. Maybe they want to do the connecting, whatever it is. You need to realize you cannot cram round pegs in square holes. If you force sales on someone as a large part of their job and they never signed up for the first place, like when you hired them, you didn't bring that to life, right? You hired them like, oh, I need a coach, you know, a couple morning classes, a couple evening classes a week, and they were loving it. And you're like, oh, I also need someone to help me with the programming or social media. And they're like, yeah. And they're like, okay, but I'm gone for 2 weeks. I need you to do the sales. And they're like, ugh, I don't really like doing the sales. Well, you just added this gig to their fucking, you know, your shitty ass org chart that you've never clearly defined. And no wonder they're going to do a shitty job at it. They don't want to be doing it. And I do believe, and I don't come from the old school mindset, well, fuck it, I'm paying you for it, you do it. That works for a very, very, very small amount of businesses. The micro gym industry, haven't seen it work well at all, ever. I think you guys need to be thinking about sales as you are the best because you've got the most practice. If you want to outsource that, and it's generally the last thing I recommend you, one of the last things I recommend you outsource, is you hire salespeople. And there are plenty of salespeople. You guys realize there are individuals that if you said, oh, you met them at a cocktail party, you're like, by the way, why the fuck, I feel like I talk like my mom when I say cocktail. I've never been to a cocktail party. Been to a fucking party. I need to stop saying cocktail party. Sound fucking just ridiculous. All right, when you're at a party, when you're at a social gathering and you're talking to people and somebody says, what do you do? And that other person replies, I'm a salesman. You realize that's an entire career. People pride themselves on being good at sales. That is an entire industry. And the nice thing about micro gyms is we generally sell at a high enough ticket price point where you could get someone a decent commission. You look at Globo Gyms, they have great salespeople. And they make very small amounts because it's a $40 fucking ticket, right? And they make a percentage of that. But if you're selling a $200 a month membership, you could give someone a pretty attractive upfront commission on that particular sale. And, you know, we can create a compensation package where maybe they're making a residual on the back end, or maybe they're, you know, it brings them up to a couple different performance tiers where after X amount of sales, they go from 20% of commission to 30%, whatever it may be. We can totally create that. If you want customized compensation plans for your micro gym, send me a DM. We will get on a call. But anyway, there are salespeople that this is their thing. You could find them. And I know most micro gyms never venture into the recruitment for gigs inside their gym. Like they try to outsource videos and editing, but they never try to bring anyone on sales. I'm here to tell you that if you want the converting side of your business to do better, to make it not, you know, thinkless, not automatic, but that it is in the hands of somebody who enjoys doing it and is good at it, you are going to be looking to want to find a salesman. And I think the best places to find them, especially now as I sit here in October of 2020, is to find them in all these fucking gyms that are closing down, the big skid, the big box gyms. Right? Find a big name gym, a 24-hour fitness, a Flywheel, a Gold's Gym, an Anytime Fitness, where there was a professional salesman that worked there. That's what they are. They're not even, they are professional salesmen who also maybe has a personal training certification. But they're salesmen there, right? The front desk lead and the manager at a Flywheel studio not only can probably teach spinning and can do, you know, indoor cycling classes, they're also highly skilled salespeople. Because those businesses knew what was needed to succeed, which is why they were so successful prior to, you know, fucking 2020. And they were able to install a system of sales and find the right people and put them in the right seats. So for converting in your gym, I hope you, if you were thinking I was going to give you like, here's the witty little one-liner to say to close 100% of your sales, go fist yourself. That doesn't exist, right? There is no such fucking thing. Everyone, like, I literally, like, I have gym owners like, yeah, I saw, you know, I search like objection overcomes in for fitness sales. I'm like, yeah. And did everything you hear, like 60% of it sounded okay, and then 40% sounded like complete sleaze bullshit? Because that's how that is. If there were magical words we could all say that get people to get closed, we'd all make crazy money. That's like, again, the six-week challenge gurus, the fuckface marketing gurus, that are like, oh, we have these amazing sales tips and trainings that make you close at a 90%. Oh, yeah? So if you could teach anybody magical words to fucking say, you don't think those words would get fucking leaked and we'd all be out here just fucking crushing it? It's just, it's insane to me. Absolutely insane. You're in sales. You're not a fucking hypnotist. So anyway, in the converting process, guys, my big takeaway here, and obviously this is something that is way deeper extrapolated within Micro Gym University, which is where I teach these five functions of the micro gym in their entirety. But make sure you are putting someone in a sales seat that wants it and is skilled in it. If you're like, I got to take someone from scratch, okay, then they at least got to want it. You got to talk to that person, like, do you want this job? And if they say no, I'm good, then leave them the fuck alone in the other position and find somebody else. Because sales is the lifeblood of the fucking business. Without it, you're straight fucked. So please, do not be giving your fucking most important job to a trainer who doesn't want it. It is not going to work out well for you, I fucking promise. Guys, this has been the converting podcast episode of the five functions of the micro gym. I will be breaking out the other ones here over the next couple weeks. I hope you're enjoying it. If you have any other questions on this stuff, you want to learn it for yourself, please do not hesitate. Hit me up. I'd love to get you enrolled at MGU. Yeah, that's all I got for today, guys. I will talk to you soon. Have a great fucking day.